Pastor Dale and Pearl, they understand the invisible world. They understand how to reach your hand into that invisible realm and bring in your healing, or bring in anything that you need according to the Word of God in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we found out that Pearl went through the battle of her life. Pearl, you should have died. You should have been a vegetable, am I right?
Correct.
Well, but you had a husband that was holding on to the Word of God, and while all this was going on, you were, Dale, you were praying for some people in the hospital. Tell me about a few of them.
Oh, yes. One was a young girl that was in a head-on-car collision, and because of her head-on-car collision, her head was totally damaged, and she also, her spinal cord was severed. And the Spirit of the Lord used me when I walked in that room with her dad. I looked at her, and I wanted to run out.
Well, she was completely paralyzed, right?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, take dominion over.
Well, wait a second. She was also brain dead.
That's what they said. She would be blind and deaf if she lived.
Mm.
I did not know that then. As I spoke over her, I said, death, I take dominion over you, and I bind you, and I call life into this body. And I begin to speak life into her organs, speak life to her brain, and speak life to every part of her body. As I walked out, she lay just like it did when I went in, and I kept going back. And the second morning, I remember her dad came to me and says, Tracy's going to die. I said, no, she won't. Keep your mouth shut. He said, I will. And the third morning, I remember, I went to get a cup of coffee. I came back. He's sitting in a chair. I had music going into that waiting room. And a smile on his face. And I said, what happened, Dave? He said, I just came out of Tracy's room. And she said, I said, Tracy, dear, I love you. And she said, Daddy, is that you? So God does miracles. And the next day, he came back that room, and he's sitting again with a bigger smile. And he said, I went in this morning, and she said, Daddy, I can see you. So the miracle began. And that was one of the miracles that literally she walked out of the hospital totally healed in 6 weeks, which was a miracle. And doctors seen many miracles.
Well, I mean, and there were others that happened, Mishbuch, in this hospital. But his wife, Pearl, was in the hospital because she had suffered a massive stroke, which killed massive brain cells. The doctor said there was no hope. She was comatose. But you sang a song. The Holy Spirit told you to sing a song from Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. And Dale, would you sing this song? And I believe that as you sing this song, the anointing of God is going to fall on you. And if you by faith, because you see, the name of Jesus is higher than any problem that you have, than it, whether it's physical, emotional, material, having to do with families. I want you to posture your faith right now to move into the invisible world because the name of Jesus is higher than your problem. Pastor Dale, would you sing the way you sang over your wife, Pearl, where there was no hope for her to ever have a normal life?
Yes, I will. God's word is living substance. Now, this word I'm going to sing is living substance. And it goes like this. Jesus, Jesus, what a mighty healer you are. Jesus, Jesus, what a mighty healer you are. At your name, Jesus, every knee does bow. Jesus, Jesus, what a mighty healer you are. Hallelujah.
And he isn't a respecter of persons. What he did for your wife, Dale, tell me the conclusion. What happened with Pearl? I mean, with no hope.
Well, when I got done singing, shared this, ended up in the SD program, that She woke 15 minutes later. And that night, they took all her life support off of her. And the next morning, we put her in a private room. And I don't know what happened, but her doctor did not come to see her for 3 days because he expected her to be dead by morning. The substitute doctor came in. And when he came back in, said to me, he said, strange things happen, don't they? I said, no, that's the power of God. I believe this brain surgeon that did her surgery and was her doctor only selects patients that will live. He don't work in patients like this. I remember the nurse said to me, how did you ever get this doctor? I said, why? He said, he does not select patients that will not live, only those he know will live. But God selected him. He needed to see a miracle. And God is a God of miracles. I believe in miracles. They're not a day of miracles. It's a life of miracles. And so that day, we took her as we went back into her room. And I said, Holy Spirit, how do I pray? He said, speak over, because she was still totally paralyzed and the throat down. Speak over paralyzation, speak over stroke, and call life back into her members. I did this for another 3 days. And the third day that I was sitting by her bed, I seen on her right side of her throat the begin to move. I got an intercom, and I called the nurse's station. And I remember I said, nurse, can I help you? She said, yes, I believe my wife can swallow. And she said, don't you know, sir, she'll never swallow. I said, I believe she can swallow. And she came in. And she looked at Pearl, and that nerve was along her throat was jumping, moving. I remember she called the doctor, and doctor, she said her husband wants to give her a swallow test. And he said if he will sign an affidavit, if she would die during the swallow, we will take her up. And I had to do this. But I knew, but God don't do it unless you know what the Spirit of the Lord said. They took her up to another floor. They strapped her to a table, and they had to stand her up straight. And they put a camera to her throat. The television screen, the doctor began to explain to her. I think there was four or five doctors, on how many nurses stood around. And this nurse and the doctor said, now open your mouth, Pearl. And now you got to chew. And she opened her mouth. And this little nurse came back to me and looked at me and said, sir, don't you understand? Your wife had no saliva in her mouth for 3 weeks. She'll choke and die. I said, thank you, ma'am. I missed that. I walked over to my wife, and I said, in the name of Jesus, Pearl, when you open your mouth to chew, that saliva glands are activated in Jesus' name. And I thought, oh, my, what's going on here? And I remember when they put that food in her mouth, I wasn't watching. I was watching the TV screen. And when the first chew she chewed, her mouth was exploding with the saliva. And that little nurse said, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I said, yes. That's who he is. And so the supernatural is there, but we got to make it work. Our faith has to activate the word, and the word will cause it to happen.
All right, but what about her hand was paralyzed?
Yes.
What happened there?
And so I brought her back in, and she needed water, and they began to feed her because she needed the first time she had food. And I said, can I feed her? And so I would put a spoon in her hand, and I'd feed her, and as I would feed her, I would speak to the arm and hand, you're coming alive, you come alive, you come alive. 2 days down the road, I was feeding that morning, and all at once, two fingers came alive. And by afternoon, all her fingers came alive. And by evening, her arm was alive. And by the next morning, her face was where it's supposed to be. Her eye was in right position. No more slobbering. God completed a miracle.
You just kept speaking over every part of her body what the Word of God says. What would you say over parts of her body that then God would put life in?
I would just speak the Word of God, that by those stripes you were healed, and arm you listen to the Word of God. Stroke, you were named, and you have to bow to the name of Jesus. And I see completely being restored in the name of Jesus.
Well, give me an example of, say, when you were talking to her right leg.
That was another one. I remember it was just a couple days later, and I said, Lord, how come her leg is still like a bowl of jello? And I heard the Spirit say to me, you haven't spoken that specific part of her body. I said, Lord, I've spoken the stroke, I've spoken the sterilization, I broke the brain cells. But I knew I better obey. I said, what scripture do you want me to use? And he said to my spirit, John 11, 25. And I said, Lord, that's no healing scripture, but he knows better. And the word goes, and when Martha was there, Jesus said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. It talks about Lazarus that died. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, should he live? I said, Lord, I don't get it. And I heard him say, read it again. I read the second time, I don't get it. Read it the third time. The third time I read it, I got it. I got it. I got it, I said. Leg, you are dead, but you will live again. And I remember pulled up a chair to that bedside. And I believe that night God sent an angel in front of that door. Nobody came to that room for 4 hours. I took and spoke the word to that. I read the word, and I said, leg, you hear that word. Leg, you hear that word. I'd read 103rd Psalm. I'd read Isaiah 53. I'd read Matthew 8 and 17. And I would read Romans chapter 4. And I'd read Philippians chapter 2. And I'd read 1 Peter 2:24. And I would keep reading different scriptures. And 4 hours later, she said to me, honey, get my shoes.
Stop. We're out of time.